It's the Bengal Financial Literacy Show coming up next on KISU FM Radio with our host, Chris Chatwin, professor with the Idaho State University College of Business.
Welcome to this month's episode of the Bengal Financial Literacy Show. I'm your host, Chris Chatwin, coming to you from KISU Studios at Idaho State University. I have with me today, once again, return member of the show, Presley Arrowood. Presley, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here, Chris. Thank you.
Presley, maybe first reintroduce yourself. Who are you and what do you do here at ISU?
Yeah, definitely. I am the marketing and communications director for the College of Business. So I basically promote the college and all the great things we have going on within it.
I am not a marketing type person, but I'm learning all kinds of things that we have going on. Like we have a LinkedIn page. Is that right?
We are all over social media, Chris. We have a LinkedIn account. We're on X. We're on Instagram and Facebook. We post a lot of really fun content on Facebook and Instagram. And then we do a lot of professional connecting on LinkedIn. We post a lot of job opportunities for our students and graduates. So yeah, great place to follow us.
So probably we need to be doing a show at some point to help me understand better social media. There needs to be a social media show.
We could do a social media 101 somewhere, I bet.
Somewhere. Okay. I mean, I do know that I got roped into recording a video clip promoting one of my classes. And tell me where that showed up.
That was on Instagram and Facebook. Okay. And it got a few thousand views.
Okay.
You're popular. You're known on our Instagram and Facebook accounts.
That's news to me. That is news to me. So good to hear. As I mentioned, returning guest, I guess, for the show. We had you on almost a year ago to the day. Would have been in April.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And why did we have you on last April?
Well, I guess I'm officially a big advocate for Financial Literacy Week. And last year we were talking about how great that one was. And this year we're talking about how great this one's going to be because it has not happened yet.
We've got to promote it.
Let's promote it.
And so along with the radio show, I assume it's also going to show up on Facebook and Instagram and X, formerly Twitter.
Oh, yes. We have all sorts of fun promotions planned that you may or may not know you're going to star in, along with some other finance professors. So buckle up for that one.
Buckle up. So you'll hear about the show you'll hear about it on the show today, and maybe you'll see it on social media.
Yep, you'll see it everywhere.
All right, well, what is Financial Literacy Week? How about that?
Oh, wow, we're going to sum it up.
We're going to sum it up. Like what is this thing that we do for 3 years now?
Yes, so since 2023, wow, yeah, it is our third year. It is a week of fun events to promote financial literacy education in a fun way. We're not just going to like yak at students for a week about why they should care about money.
They get enough of that in class with me.
Yes. So we're trying to take a fun spin on it. We're doing trivia. We're having a movie. We're having experts from around town come and talk about how finance relates to their careers and why our students should care and how they can plan. So it's just a lot of different opportunities for students to learn in a more fun, hands-on way about finance.
Okay. Well, and I believe there was a time where we wondered, would we be able to do the third annual Financial Literacy Week? First 2 years, Wells Fargo was kind enough to sponsor the event. But this year they said, thanks but no thanks. And we said, well, we will scramble.
Yep, we did a quick scramble, and we had two great sponsors step up to the plate.
Two amazing sponsors that stepped up to the plate in the 11th hour and have saved us and our students.
Yes, so a big thank you to ICCU and to Aaron Moore of State Farm.
Aaron Moore, State Farm, also past guest of the show, been on to talk about insurance. Past participant, too, in Financial Literacy Week.
Very
in the
familiar.
Inaugural
yes.
Financial Literacy mm-hmm. Week. So, yeah, Aaron Moore, State Farm Insurance, and ICCU both stepped up, kind of co-sponsors, making sure that not only could we hold these events where you said, you know, have some fun, but also, as we'll talk about a little bit maybe towards the end, we're able to give out a lot of money to these students thanks to their generosity.
So. Yeah, and as fun as the events are, I know our money giveaways are probably the biggest draw.
Yeah, I think we get students to come because there's usually some kind of a snack.
Yep, food and money.
There's the opportunity to win money, and a lot of professors might be throwing out extra credit. So,
plenty of incentives, but I've noticed that once students get there, they're like, maybe I came for a different reason, but boy, am I glad I came because I actually learned a lot.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I hope for. Hopefully we're getting a lot of that. Well, so when is Financial Literacy Week? How about that?
So we always do it the first full week of April. So this year it is going to be April 7th through 10th is when we have events. And then
so that is Monday through Thursday.
Monday through Thursday.
Full, as you said, full because technically April 1st is a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we just did not want to have March in there. The reason for that is because April is Financial Literacy Awareness Month.
So. Yes, we were strategic with that choice. We didn't just randomly choose.
Among other things, every month's got like 12 different things.
Oh, yeah, I think every day has something. But yes, so first full week in April.
April 7th through the 10th. Okay.
Yes.
And for those who are on campus, we might promote that the week before a little bit, right?
Yes, with, guess what, food. We know the students love food. So, yeah, we will be in Rendezvous on
Wednesday the 2nd.
Yes, Wednesday the 2nd. We will be in Rendezvous from noon to 1. And then Thursday the 3rd, we will be in the sub from noon to 1 doing some finance trivia where you can win Financial Literacy Week swag and donuts.
Donuts. And I think we specifically do that in the middle of the week as opposed to like the Monday of, so that we can do amazing glazed donuts.
Yes. Again, another strategic choice that we knew was very important.
We're all about strategic. And by the way, if you're listening from Amazing Glaze, we love your donuts.
Yeah, we love you. Thank you.
And if you'd like to sponsor Financial Literacy Week.
Or maybe just like a lot of donuts.
Or maybe just a lot of donuts. Maybe a I don't know. I should throw these things out.
We'll talk.
We love your donuts. They're delicious. Okay. So we're going to promote that. Students on campus, you know, they're going to have a chance to get some swag, great t-shirts again.
Yes. Yeah. We always go with the let's get this bread theme. So we're.
What I like about this is with this being the third year, I'm stocking up my closet, you know, every year a new t-shirt. So this is good. Mm-hmm. And since I feel like every year I need a different size t-shirt, it's perfect.
And this year the shirts are gray.
Oh, so, yeah. So black, or white first, then black, now gray. Mm-hmm. I'm loving it. Okay. Well, let's maybe dive into what fun events.
Yeah, let's be more specific with
students
the fun.
And community. Let's be clear.
Yes.
It's not just students. I mean, we would love it if community came out, prospective students, high school students. I mean, again, winning that free money isn't exclusive to just ISU students, albeit the extra credit is.
Yes, yeah. But all of the events, communities invited, I mean, Financial Literacy Week or Financial Literacy, yeah, affects everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to know. So yes, everyone is invited.
Okay, well, then let's talk about these events so that everyone knows where to be and when to be there.
Okay, we can start with Monday, Trivia Night. I might be a little biased because I am the host. But
host of Trivia, host extraordinaire.
Yes, I am the host of Trivia Night. It's going to be a lot of fun. So it will happen at 6 o'clock in the sub Wood River Room.
All right. Student Union Building, Wood River Room. If you're like me, who's been on campus for forever, you can't walk directly to it and you get lost. So you just walk in circles till you find it. You'll find us. We'll be there.
Yeah, you'll find it. You'll find it. So we will divide it into sections. There will be one related to financial literacy, but then all the other sections will just be casual pop culture, general knowledge. We'll have some like guess the song that's playing type things. So it'll be a good mix. Don't feel intimidated that there will be finance questions.
Don't be intimidated.
Yes, because they'll be pretty easy. I'm pretty confident that people will be able to get them. And then we'll just switch over to general knowledge from there.
Okay. Now, so 6 p.m., Monday, April 7th. What if I don't have a finance team for this trivia?
You could come and win the whole thing yourself.
Oof,
or you can make a team when you're there. It's going to be just a bunch of students and community members all there for the same reason, to have fun, learn a few things, maybe win some money. So
if you're showing up and you're already, you know, with some colleagues or friends or classmates or whatever, already have your team organized, great. If not, we'll definitely make sure you got a team. Or if you're feeling confident,
yeah, win the whole
thing.
Take
it on yourself. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. So yes, I don't think you need to be biased. Fantastic host. This is actually only the second time we've gotten to do trivia, because in our inaugural, huge snowstorm.
Yep, we got snowed out the first year.
Snowed out in April, folks. You all remember.
That was sad.
Yeah, it was sad. So last year was the first year of trivia, and I think students loved it.
Yeah, I think we had, close to 100 people there, I think. It was pretty, maybe not, 60, 70.
It was a good time.
It was a good time. The room was full.
There was popcorn, the room was full.
The room was full, yes. So. Good stuff.
Perfect.
And then
financial
trivia, be there. And then on Tuesday, April 8th, we're doing Barbarians at the Gate for Bengal Business Movie Night, which is actually a thing we do like all semester long. Tell them about that, Chris.
Oh, throwing it right
back.
I don't know why.
I'm like host. I'm the host now.
Hey, I feel like I need a co-host in here, so this is great. So we have, for the past several years, every month, done a movie here at the Bengal Theater. It's Bengal Business Movie Night, so we have all kinds of different movies from different disciplines where it might fit in. I remember Apollo 13 was part of like management, and Moneyball, different finance movies. There's always, you know, it's always easy to find Hollywood making some kind of a finance movie to try and entice people that finance is bad. I feel like that's the Hollywood slant.
Dark and
There is a lot of terrible stuff that happens in finance. But what I'd like to think we promote during Financial Literacy Week is responsibility.
Yes, definitely.
This movie won't really do that. But
a
it
warning
is
case,
a
perhaps.
Warning. Perhaps a warning case. Now, you might say, how does this tie into personal finance or financial literacy? We'll just say, well, Barbarians at the Gate, older film based on a book. James Garner, though. I mean, I love James Garner. So mm-hmm. Come out just for vintage James Garner, 90s James Garner. But it is based off of, from years ago, a true story about the Nabisco takeover. So, you know, Nabisco, I think, fine makers of Oreo.
Among other snacks.
Among many other snacks. And I don't know why I got to plug this on Financial Literacy Week, but if you did not get a chance to try the Post Malone Oreos, they are the most delicious thing I've ever tasted.
What
they were
flavor?
Like a limited edition. It was like shortbread and something. Like it was just.
Wow. Did it have his face on it?
Well, it had his name
relevant,
on the package.
But
you know what? Now that you bring that up, I'll just say, bring back those Oreos. And Post Malone, if you happen to be listening, we could also use a sponsor for financial. Let's talk. Let's talk about, did you actually have creative influence on those Oreos? Or were they just like, hey, can we slap your name on this? Either way, they're delicious.
I imagine he was passionate about that flavor in some way. But who knows?
Well,
I guess he'll just have to give us a call and be on the next episode.
Mr. Malone? Mr. Post Malone? Call us. Please. We'd love to have you at Financial Literacy Week if you're not busy. So
that may increase attendance.
That may increase attendance. Attendance, yes, for sure. So, yeah, we'll have that movie. Again, that's part of our regular every month. So it's the finance movie for this semester, and so it fits into our Financial Literacy Week. Free movie, free popcorn, free soda, maybe some giveaways. So come on out. That one will be at the Bengal Movie Theater in the Student Union Building. That one will be at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, April 8th. So now I'm going to throw it back to you, Presley.
Okay.
For Wednesday.
Wednesday, April 9th, is when we are going to have our keynote speaker. And this year it is Todd Howe, who is the Chief Credit Officer at Citizens Community Bank. And he is going to be talking about credit scores and kind of what they are and why they matter and how you can manage your credit score. I think that's going to be really interesting for
our
students.
That's going to be a fantastic topic, a very important topic. I teach my students that credit scores are a real mystery.
Yeah, they feel very abstract.
They're very abstract. Yeah. So I try to teach behavior. I say, hey, here's the things that go into it. And so maybe he might correct some of the things I've been teaching my students. Maybe he'll support. You'll only know if you come out.
Yep, if you come out April 9th, 4 p.m., and that one's going to be in the College of Business. That's BA 104, so the first floor of the College of Business.
First floor, that's kind of our lecture hall down there.
Yes, mm-hmm. Plenty of room. Bring
everyone. If you've
had
personal finance with Chris Chatwin, you know the room well, because that's where we meet. So. And I have to throw this out too. So Todd, coming to us from Citizens Community Bank, Citizens Community Bank has been a proud supporter of Financial Literacy Week. In fact, they a couple of years ago established a scholarship for financial literacy. We have that financial literacy certificate. I've talked about it on the show several times. Actually had a student, Dylan Bartos, on the show, who was the inaugural recipient of the scholarship.
Cool.
So we're very thankful for them and all they do to promote Financial Literacy Week and financial literacy in general. So we got a lot of good people.
We do. And Todd is an alumni.
Todd's an alum.
And yeah, it's great that we have people who have risen in the ranks of their companies and are still willing to come back to their roots, talk to students, and help them out.
We love that. And again, Post Malone, hopefully. Not an alum, but we'd love to have you.
We can give him some honorary something, I'm
sure. I don't think I have the authority, but I will give him an honorary
cool
financial
guy.
Literacy certificate.
Yeah.
So
we'll make it happen.
Yeah. Okay. So we're cruising along. We got a lot of awesome stuff. That's Monday with trivia. That's Tuesday with a movie. That's Wednesday with the keynote speaker, kind of the bring it all together, come listen. Learn about credit scores, why they matter, what you can do to improve what we call character. That's one of the five C's. You'll know if you've been in my class. So we call that character or credit score. And finally, we're going to end with Thursday.
Tell them about Thursday.
Trying to throw it back to
you,
me.
Back to you, Chris.
Back to me. What we call finance, is that because I moderate the panel? What is it called that I do?
Yeah, you're the panel moderator. Yeah, so I had to hype Monday because I'm kind of in charge of trivia. Now you get a hype Thursday because you're the panel moderator.
Well, I can do that. We call it Financial Literacy for All. Okay? That is on Thursday, April 10th. This one is at 4 p.m. as well. And that one is also in the College of Business, room 104. So that same lecture hall that we have. What we have here is a panel discussion. So a panel discussion with local experts. In the past, we've had investments, we've had insurance, we've had taxes, we've had estate planning. We're going to have some of those things again. Insurance, we'll have banking, so an expert in banking. Looking for real estate, what's going on in the housing market here in Pocatello perhaps. Will I ever be able to buy a home again is the question on many people's minds. Estate planning. So lots of awesome experts to come and discuss with us. So we'll have questions we'll ask, and there might even be an opportunity for you, for our attendees.
Attendees.
To ask some questions. In fact, if you see me before then and you're like, I really want to know the answer to this, hit me up and I'll make sure it gets asked.
Definitely. And that event has always been really nice. I've noticed that it always turns into a really interesting conversation between the attendees and the panelists. So, yeah, we have some planned questions, but I think by the end, it's really just turning into a very nice discussion about things that the people in attendance really want to know.
It's always been that. And I've always seen, even afterwards, you know, as we're having those snacks that we've been promised, there's even a lot of discussion that takes place, you know, out in the foyer, depending on how you'd like to say that.
Tomato, tomato, I guess.
Out in the foyer. A lot of great discussion that kind of continues, you know, where if somebody had a question that didn't get answered and our experts always willing to lend a few minutes to that. So
definitely. And then Thursday is also when we give away the grand prize. Ooh, we should probably talk about the grand prize.
So let's maybe first.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Dial it back, Presley.
I'm so excited.
You're really jumping into this whole hosting thing.
I'm sorry.
A little too early. Okay. So dial it back. Before we jump into the grand prize, maybe we should explain the sub prize, the still cool prizes, the great prizes, just not grand prizes. What are we doing at each of these days, along with just fun and maybe some snacks?
We'll give away money at each event.
Money at each event.
Money at each event. So we will give away several gift certificates of a lower value at each day. And then if you attend all of the events, so you'll get a punch card at the first event. And if you get a punch at each event after that, you'll be entered to win the grand prize.
Okay. So if I attend Monday, April 7th, trivia night, 6 p.m. in the Student Union Building, Wood River Room, I'm going to get a punch card, and I'm going to punch that card where it'll be punched for me, along with my attendance there. So that attendance there, that night, a drawing for a gift card, actually several gift cards.
Correct.
We'll hand out a few different prizes of a couple hundred bucks. You know, that goes a long way. If I go Tuesday, April 8th, to the movie, Bengal Business Movie Night, 7 p.m. at the Bengal Movie Theater, my card will be punched yet again. I will also be entered for a drawing that night. Several gift cards of a couple hundred bucks.
Correct.
So I could win Monday. I could win Tuesday.
You could be rich by the end of this week.
I could be rich by the end of the week, because if I also go Wednesday, I get my card punched. And I'm also entered that night. Wednesday, April 9th, 4 p.m., in BA 104 of the College of Business for the keynote speaker, Todd Howe, I could win several hundred bucks.
Correct.
And be filthy loaded and not know what to do with myself.
There might be some grumblings if
you
have
won
a third time.
If I have won three nights in a row. But it's possible.
But possible.
Because then I go Thursday, April 10th at 4 p.m. for Financial Literacy for All, the panel discussion. 4 p.m. in the College of Business Room 104, and I could win several hundred dollars. Now, if you can't attend all four events, I apologize. You can still win at each one of those events. But if you do attend all four events, after all is said and done on Thursday, and we've given away several gift cards for that day's events, we will have the grand prize drawing. And now I throw it back to you, Presley. What is the grand prize drawing, and where does it come from?
We will be giving away a $500 gift certificate courtesy of ICCU.
So ICCU sponsoring the event, co-sponsors with Aaron Moore from State Farm Insurance, and they're going to give away a little bit more money for our grand prize.
Yes. So, I mean, attend all events, you could be winning hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
You could have more than $1,000 by the end of this week.
You could. You'll probably have a cool T-shirt.
Cool T-shirt.
You've had plenty of snacks. Yes.
And the financial know-how after attending all four events to make that $1,000 last.
Ooh, very good. Yes.
Or spend it on something cool. Post Malone Oreos.
That's a lot of Oreos that you could buy.
Yeah, but they're like, I don't even think you can find them anymore. But if you do, stock up. That's all I'm going to say. If we could find Post Malone Oreos for our snack, I think that would be fantastic.
I think that'd be a nice tie-in here.
I'm going to make that personal mission here.
Okay.
See if we can find it. All right. I think it's going to be an awesome week.
I mean, I'm excited.
Presley's excited. Like, yeah. Chris is excited. Post Malone's getting excited. Aaron Moore, State Farm is excited. ICCU is excited. Citizens Community is excited. Really, we're just all excited. And people don't usually get excited talking about finance.
That is the goal. We're going to switch that up for this week.
That is the goal. Yes. We don't want you to be afraid of your personal finances. We want to empower you and take control. And that's what we'll do.
Well said.
Well, Presley, Thank you so much for being on the show and promoting it. Thanks for all you do to promote it outside the show, things that I should know better, and now I will. Somebody out there is like, that's all I know, is the social media presence. I've never heard of this Bengal Financial Literacy Show on KISU, but maybe now they will.
Yep, and you know, and you'll be on our social media channels promoting Financial Literacy Week moving forward.
That is true. That is true. So,
good stuff.
Well, thank you so much for joining the show. I look forward to an awesome week. Again, April 7th through April 10th. Oh, yes, by the way, if you need more information, isu.edu/COB, C-O-B, that stands for College of Business, /FLW, that stands for Financial Literacy Week. So once again, isu.edu/COB/FLW. Thanks again, Preston.
Thank you, Chris.
The Bengal Financial Literacy Show, hosted by ISU's Chris Chatwin, can be heard every third Monday at 7:30 p.m. on KISU FM. Shows are produced at KISU Studios in Pocatello at Idaho State University. Audio of this and all past episodes of Bengal Financial Literacy can be found at KISU.org from Spotify and other selected podcast services. Music was produced by Joseph Emmanuel. Major funding support for KISU local programming comes from the Associated Students of Idaho State University.